This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
If you're a luxury traveler planning your first visit to Singapore, this is the video for you. We spent a few nights at one of the most iconic hotels in the world, the Marina Bay Sands. And yes, I'm talking about that boat-shaped building with a rooftop infinity pool you've definitely seen at least on Instagram. So in this video, I'm going to walk you through what it's really like to stay there, some of the must-see amenities, shows, restaurants, and some personal tips from our experience so you know exactly what to expect. And if you're planning to splurge for a special trip, or just curious what the hype is all about, well, we've got you covered. So if you're new to the channel, welcome. My name is DeAndre Koch, and along with my fiance Taryn, we love traveling around the world and sharing our luxury experiences, detailed hotel reviews, destination tips, and travel experiences designed to help you elevate and revolutionize your adventures. So from top-tier resorts to unique cultural finds, this channel is all about helping you travel smarter and allowing you to experience even more. So if that sounds kind of like your vibe, hit the subscribe button and stick around. I also host a weekly podcast that's consistently ranked in the top 100 travel podcasts, where we actually dive into how to use points and miles to fuel and unlock luxury travel from $10,000 business class flights that we've been able to get for less than the price of economy to five-star hotels and everything in between. And we also bring on incredible guests to help you travel smarter. So you can scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the description to check that out. But let's get into it. So walking into the Marina Bay Sands, you can immediately feel the scale and immensity and grandeur of this massive building. It's way larger than you could imagine seeing from pictures and videos. And it's massive. From just the pure ceiling height to the polished marble floors, everything really screams luxury. Check-in was super smooth, and even though we arrived early, they gave us temporary key cards so we had access to the rooftop pool and the spa and facilities while our room got ready. And also, while we waited for our room to get ready, we decided to have our first meal there, which was lunch at one of their rooftop restaurants called Spago, which is a Wolfgang Puck restaurant and is right by the pool, but more on that in a little bit. We stayed in a room that had a beautiful view of the gardens by the bay instead of the marina view, and it was fantastic. The room was absolutely incredible. We're talking floor-to-ceiling windows, modern lights, and a super spacious bathroom, which made this hotel our favorite hotel of our trip and our stay in Singapore. And yes, it also had that signature Toto toilet that you can really come to appreciate when you're in Asia. And for those who know what I mean. And it's the extra fancy one too. So like when you open the door to the water closet or where the toilet is, the lid for the toilet actually pops up before you even get to the toilet. And let's talk about the mini bar and the in-room amenities, because it was probably one of the most incredible and largest mini bars I've ever seen. There were all sorts of teas, there were soups and ramen options, beverage options, and it's all inside this really cool and artistic and ornate cabin, as well as ready to pour cocktails with garnishes that you just really needed to add ice to. In fact, I stepped out of the room with my ice bucket to go look for some sort of ice machine. A hotel worker saw me, stopped me, told me to go back to the comfort of my room and he would fetch ice for me. And he came back with the ice in a bucket, with a full tray and everything, almost like you would expect like a server at a restaurant. I mean, the service was consistently warm, super attentive. Everyone was super nice. They helped us with last minute dining reservations and kind of planning out what we wanted to do. It was a really incredible and high-end experience, which was awesome. And so just know if you're coming from the airport, you'll appreciate how seamless the arrival is. You can get taxis and grabs easily from the airport or even just in town in general. And you're only about 20 minutes from the Chiang'e airport, which is really nice. One thing that we also really appreciated was how easy it was to get around, because the Marina Bay Sands is directly connected to the Bayfront MRT station, which makes exploring super, super easy. The entrance is actually inside the Shops Mall. There is another one outside by Gardens by the Bay as well. And you can access the two major subway lines, the Circle line as well as the Downtown line. We actually used it to go into China, to go into Little India, but you actually could take it to the airport if you wanted to instead of relying on a taxi or a rideshare. It's super clean, super efficient, and if you have Apple Wallet, you can actually just use your phone the entire time, and it makes it super easy and super approachable, especially if it's your first time in Singapore and you're trying to figure out what's the best way to get around. So now, of course, we have to talk about the rooftop infinity pool, because this is why people book a night at the Marina Bay Sands. It's on the 57th floor and it's absolutely legendary. Now, no, it's exclusive to guests only, and the views are absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, it feels like you're floating above the city skyline and that you're looking out at the Marina Bay. And this pool actually spans a good portion of the rooftop and is actually split into sections. There's like an adults-only area, there's a family-friendly section, and even a shallower area that kids can use as well, so everyone can make sure that they have a good time. And the pool is exclusive to hotel guests only. So you actually have to scan a valid key card for entry before they'll even give you your towels. So it keeps it from getting overcrowded. And no, in case you're wondering, if you're visiting Singapore and you're not staying there, you can't buy a ticket to get paid entry. However, you are allowed to go up and eat at that Spago restaurant that's right by the pool and see it. You just can't actually go to the pool or the lounges or anything like that. There's towels, there's lounge chairs, complimentary sunscreen and water as well. And they do serve you food and drinks and cocktails. In fact, I think we got maybe a sangria or something by the pitcher, which made it really easy to enjoy some nice cocktails as we were sitting alongside the pool. And it was all incredible. Now, we actually only got to use the pool during the day just because of how busy we were or all the other things we had going on, but it's open from 6 a.m. to midnight. So you can have some incredible early morning swims where it's nice and quiet and peaceful, or after a night of bar hopping in Singapore, you want to jump in the pool and enjoy and see an incredible skyline, you have the opportunity to do so. So whatever your vibe is, if you want a late night, close to midnight swim, absolutely go for it. What was actually unique is they even have photographers roaming the area, like a guy actually like wading through the pool with his camera, where they'll give you some high quality shots, and then they'll give you a QR code where you can purchase later, almost like you're at like an amusement park or something along those lines, but it's perfect in case you don't want to bring your phone into the pool with you or something along those lines, or you just want a really iconic quality photo like we did when we're out there with a view of Singapore and the Marina Bay in front of us. One thing to note while you're there, Singapore's weather, like almost any other place, can be quite unpredictable. So if it's heavy rain or lightning, they will close down the pool and observation deck. And this actually happened to us during our time using the pool. It was a thankfully brief storm, which passed. But while we got the pool shut down, we were easily able to walk into Spago and go ahead and have some snacks and food, which is covered and sheltered, and that was not a problem at all. So speaking of food, if you're a foodie, Marina Bay Sands is going to feel like paradise. Now, honestly, Singapore as a whole, it was a fantastic food experience, but the resort itself is home to over a dozen celebrity chef and fine dining restaurants, plus a bunch of more casual eateries, bars, and even has a food court. So you won't go hungry no matter what your taste is or what your budget is. And we made it a point to try a few of the famous spots during our stay. So I've already mentioned Spago a couple times, and that's located right next to the pool, and you can get to it from Tower 2. We had lunch there, and we were able to easily have it in our pool attire as well. That wasn't an issue, which is nice, especially when we had that rainstorm. But we had cocktails and had some gourmet burgers. And on that backside is also a good view of Gardens by the Bay, which is the opposite side of the building. So you can see that as well as ships in the harbor and really an incredible far out view from there. But honestly, the views from all over the observation deck is fantastic. The food was delicious. So think kind of California cuisine with an Asian twist with it. And as I mentioned, you can't beat the view. For dinner, we decided to treat ourselves to Koma, which is a fantastic and absolutely stunning Japanese restaurant that's in the shops. And that's the mall attached to the hotel. More on that in a minute. Koma's entrance alone is pretty Instagram worthy. You walk through a tunnel of orange torii gates and into this dramatic dining room with a giant Japanese bell in the center and a reflecting pool in there as well. The atmosphere was awesome, but the food impressed us even more. We shared an array of sushi and modern Japanese dishes, ordered some Wagyu beef sashimi with truffle, which was melt in your mouth amazing. As a lover of Japanese cuisine, I was absolutely in heaven. The other night, we actually indulged in a place called Mott 32, which is one of Singapore's top Chinese restaurants, and it's also located in the Marina Bay Sand Shop. So Mott 32 is actually an import from Hong Kong, and it's known for its elevated Cantonese and Szechuan cuisine. And oh my gosh, this meal has probably ruined Chinese food for me forever. Easily some of the best Chinese food I've ever had anywhere in the world. The duck, the dim sum, the vibe. It was a full 10 out of 10 experience. Now, one thing you know, be sure to reserve ahead for these restaurants, especially on the weekends. We actually were able to book most of our dinner and bar visits the same day or the day before using online reservations or help from the hotel. And this was because we landed on the weekend and they kind of went into the weekday for our stay in Singapore. And it was also a bit of shoulder season. So I think we got lucky. But generally, if you have your heart set on a particular restaurant, it could be really wise to book a couple weeks in advance because these places do fill up fast. Now, unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to experience this because of when we arrived, but there's Marquee, which is a multi-story nightclub with a full-size Ferris wheel and a three-story slide inside. It's something I wish we had a chance to see. I've heard really great things about it. I believe it's absolutely fantastic, but we didn't get a chance to experience it. So if you do plan to do a lot of eating and shopping in Marina Bay Sands, just as a tip, consider signing up for the free Sands Lifestyle membership. We did it, and it lets you earn resort dollar credits on all of your spending within the Marina Bay Sands. So if you plan to eat a lot there, you plan to go shopping there, that can add up. And we actually earned enough points during our stay to get somewhere between, I think, $50 to $100 off our hotel bill at checkout, which was a nice little savings for doing what we were going to be doing anyway. Now, something you need to know is if you're staying at the Marina Bay Sands, there is way more to it than just the rooms and the pool. I wish, honestly, I had come into it with knowing all the different things because I just thought it was going to be a really cool hotel and resort, but there's way more to it. First, obviously, the most popular things, one of the best parts of staying at the Marina Bay Sands is the direct access to the Gardens by the Bay. And if you have a room with that view, it's even better. You can get to it via a pedestrian bridge near Tower 1. We actually visited twice, once during the day, which it gets hot in Singapore, so make sure you hydrate well. And then once again at night, and it was incredible both times. So entry into the outdoor gardens and the Super Tree Grove is completely free, and it's just like walking around like giant trees of the future. Now, if you want to explore some of the cool conservatories, you can buy combo tickets, which are usually around $20 per adult. And you can see the flower dome, the cloud forest. There are a lot of different features and attractions within Gardens by the Bay that you can pay for. So we chose to do the elevated walkway, which was nice to get a pretty cool 360 degree view of the gardens. It's nothing super crazy. It doesn't take too long to actually walk. It's probably like walking the length of a football field, but you're up a few stories. So just a little bit of a different take for us, but offered a nice view. But honestly, the real magic happens at night during their Garden Rhapsody light show. It takes place twice every evening. Once at 7:45 p.m. and at 8:45, and it lasts about 15 minutes. So we caught this one early on our last night, and honestly, you'll actually see a lot of people just laying on the ground, just staring up and watching the show as they watch the music line up with the lights. It's really incredible. It's fantastic. It's one of those things that if you're going to be in Singapore, it's worth getting there to see, but get there early so you can get a really great position. And again, there was plenty of people that were just laid out on the floor just so they can stare up. So in addition to the Garden Rhapsody light show, the Marina Bay Sands also hosts its own nightly light and water show called Spectra, which takes place just outside the hotel at the event plaza on the bayside. I'll admit, it took us a while to kind of figure out how to get there because the building's huge and the shops are huge. You have to walk through to get there, but we were able to manage. It does have two shows as well, one at 8 p.m. and one at 9 p.m. And there is an extra 10 p.m. show on Fridays and Saturdays. And very similarly, it lasts about 15 minutes. We actually were able to get insider scoop on where to get the best view when we checked in at the front desk, and they said to go specifically to where the Louis Vuitton Island store is, which is a very flagship Louis Vuitton store right on the boardwalk, and it put us right next to where the lights and the water comes out and everything else, and it was perfect. And it's really cool also because the building, if you look behind you during the show, the building's actually lighting up in sync to the water as well, which is fantastic. Just so you know, if you're trying to plan your day and your schedule, don't expect to catch the 8:45 Garden Rhapsody show and then still make the Spectra show at 9 p.m. It's not possible. They're too far apart. And because one's 15 minutes, by the time you ended that one and got to the Spectra show, it would basically be done. So just plan your restaurant reservations and everything else accordingly. So I've already mentioned a couple times the shops at Marina Bay Sands, but to give you a clearer picture, this is a massive, massive luxury mall connected to the hotel. So if you love shopping, especially high-end brands, you're going to spend hours and probably a fortune here. Every single of the largest and most expensive designers you've ever heard of are represented here. I'm talking, of course, we got the Louis Vuitton crystallized building, but there's Chanel, there's Gucci, Dior, Hermes, any high-end brand you can think of, it's there. But even if you're not buying, you can also enjoy window shopping and some nice air conditioning and the food from a lot of these dining outlets. In fact, a lot of the restaurants that we ate at, we actually reached through the shops through this mall. And one super unique feature inside the mall is it has an indoor canal. It's very reminiscent of the Venetian in Las Vegas, if you've ever been there, where you can actually take a sampan boat ride. So almost like a Venetian style gondola through the waterway. It's a really short Chinese wooden boat that circles through the mall and goes around the mall's rain oculus, which is this huge bowl-shaped skylight that has water that pours down it like a waterfall. Super cool. Super relaxing. We didn't do it, saw plenty of people who did. So that could be something if you're looking for a break from the heat and wanting to do something different. There's also the Art Science Museum, and you can't miss this building. It's the white lotus-shaped structure in the front of the hotel by the bay. It's actually part of the Marina Bay Sands and hosts rotating exhibitions that blend art, science, culture, technology. It's really famous for its interactive digital art exhibits. And for example, there's a permanent exhibition there called Future World, where you can experience mind-blowing digital installations and sometimes special exhibits like Marvel superheroes, planetary science, different things like that. We didn't have time to visit it on this trip, but we've heard great things. It's super family friendly for those who may be traveling with children. So if you're interested, check on what's showing and make sure to get your tickets in advance. I can't go without mentioning the casino. The Marina Bay Sands includes a huge casino on the ground floor, and in fact, it was actually once named the world's most expensive standalone casino property. It's open 24/7, has something like 500 gaming tables and 1,600 slot machines, but as a tourist, you can enter for free. You just have to bring your passport and ID. Actually, there's a really heavy or expensive levy that Singaporean residents have to pay, but this does not apply to foreign visitors. We are not really gamblers, so we took a moment to just peek inside. But if you're big into gambling, you could spend a lot of time and a lot of money there. On the massive rooftop of this building is the Sky Park Observation Desk. As a hotel guest, you actually get access to the observation area, and that's including the side that others have to pay for to get into. So if you actually have friends in town who chose to not stay at the Marina Bay Sands, they can come up and purchase a ticket and you can meet them on the observation deck. And I believe the cost is probably somewhere around $18 to $20 US. It has nice 360-degree views of Singapore sky, and there is a separate tower entrance that you go to get up there. It's very similar to like waiting in line. If you've ever been to One World Trade Center or the Empire State Building in New York, it's kind of similar to that where there's separate elevators that's not tied to the rest of the use of the building. So ultimately, when you're staying in a place like this, the question that you have to ask is it worth it to stay in the Marina Bay Sands? So as a traveler who did it, I would say yes, if you value the unique experiences that it offers. It is expensive. Room rates can easily be into the thousand or thousands of dollars per night. And there are certainly other amazing hotels in Singapore, five-star hotels in Singapore that are not as expensive, but still have lavish rooms and personalized services. But no other hotel gives you that same rooftop infinity pool that overlooks the entire city. And that's something truly special that you kind of have to experience firsthand. I will say that we really did feel the wow factor and the convenience of having so much to do on site, and it made our stay absolutely worth it. Even if you were just staying for one night, it's kind of like a bucket list item that you will definitely remember. So if it's within your budget, or if you're celebrating a special occasion, absolutely go for it. If not, you could always visit the bar or the observation deck to at least get a taste of what it's like and stay somewhere else less pricey that has a view of the Marina Bay Sands. And some people say it's better to have the Marina Bay Sands in your view than it is to actually be inside it. And I get it because it is a really, really cool building to look at. For us though, actually staying there, actually swimming on what felt like being the top of the world was unbeatable. But honestly, I will be very candid and say now that we've stayed there and experienced most of what you can do, I would probably try staying at another property, another one of Singapore's really amazing hotels, likely with our typical strategy of using points and miles for our luxury stays, which there was no points play here for the Marina Bay Sands. We paid cash, but I don't regret that at all. But honestly, I would probably go back to the Marina Bay Sands at least once for an incredible meal at one of their fantastic restaurants. So that's what it's like staying at the Marina Bay Sands. It's iconic, it's luxurious, and it's filled with unforgettable experiences. So whether it's the pool, the food, or the views, this place does deliver. So if this video helped you plan your Singapore adventure or make a decision if you want to stay there or not, do me a favor and hit that thumbs up button and consider subscribing to the channel. So drop any questions you may have in the comments. And again, please don't forget to subscribe for more travel guides and insider tips. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.